Ms. Williamson?
Here.
Ms. Novosel?
Here.
Mr. Rice?
Here.
Mr. Yates?
Here.
And Mr. Bruce?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Excellent. I'll now go over the meeting rules for the day. To observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov, select July 29, 2021. Governing board meeting on the calendar and follow the link to the legal committee meeting on Zoom. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. To participate in this legal committee meeting with your comments, please utilize the hand raising function in the Zoom platform with the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the legal committee. If you have called in, and then listen to the meeting using your phone, you can dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. To remote committee members, if you wish to speak, please alert me via the chat function if you're online, or speak up if you're calling in. And if you can't get to the chat function quickly enough, please let me know that you'd like to say something and we'll get right to it. Remote board members may only use the chat function to indicate desire to speak. This function must not be used to have sidebar conversations. Please remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on the background noise. Finally, I would like to have all remote members turn on their cameras, as we now have sufficient capacity to our platforms to accommodate everybody. For my colleagues in person today, please state your comments and questions one at a time. Face the owl camera and microphone system in the center of the room to ensure clarity for everyone's participation. The owl microphone will generally be on and will pick up any side conversations or comments and broadcast those to all attendees. Next on the agenda, is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes?
No changes.
Okay. We will accept the agenda as is. We'll move to item number 2, recommend approval of resolution of enforcement actions ZPLLC, unauthorized grading of disturbance of vegetation with FTRPA approval. 253 South Martin Drive, Douglas County, Nevada, APN 1318-10-417-014. Information can be found on page 63 of our packet. We will hear from TRPA staff on this matter. Committee members may ask questions at any time. Members of the public, if they wish, will be able to give their comment after the presentations and initial committee deliberation. At this point in time, I'd like to pass it over to John and Steve Sweet to give TRPA staff presentation, and this should take about 10 minutes.
Steve, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Steve Sweet, Co-Compliance Program Manager. This is the Craig Zager violation. I just wanted to clarify something in the staff report. There was a last minute change in the settlement agreement to name Craig Zager and not ZPPLLC, and it was not changed in areas of the staff report, but was in the actual final settlement agreement. This violation involves unauthorized grading and disturbance to vegetation outside the project area. Violation occurred at the Zager property located at 253 South Martin Drive, Douglas County, Nevada, in the Zephyr Heights neighborhood. Can you go to the next slide, please? So this is an overview of the area of the Zager property in the Zephyr Heights neighborhood, located in Zephyr Cove. Next slide. Close-up version of what we'll be discussing today. In November 2020, TRPA staff discovered a large amount of grading and landscaping in the front and rear of the Zager property that had occurred inconsistent with the submitted qualified exempt application. Specifically, staff learned that Zager had expanded the parking area in the front of the residence and created a large terrace area in the rear property court and for a trampoline, which you'll see in the photos. Zager explained that he was just trying to create some additional parking and improve some landscaping around the property. Can you go to the next slide, please? So here, this is an area looking at both the, you'll see, to the left near the road, and as you can see down below, you can see the trampoline on the larger terraced area below the property. Can go to the next slide. I have close-ups of each area. And that's the area in the rear. You can see how they just took a lot of soil and pushed it to the back and just terraced that, which was a lot of unauthorized grading. Next slide, please. And then it's a little harder to tell, but you can see there is the front. The truck is parked on the area. There was a small area where parking was allowed, you know, where parking was available for maybe a couple cars, but Mr. Zager expanded this area with fill and to create a larger parking area for property and creating coverage. So, this unauthorized grading and disturbance to the vegetation without TRP approval violated three separate code sections. Can you go to the next slide, please? Three separate code sections involving unauthorized work outside the submitted qualified exempt, and then disturbance to natural contours and the removal of natural vegetation outside the project area. Staff is recommending, can you go to the next slide, please? Staff is recommending that the governing board approve the proposed settlement agreement, which Craig Zager remits a $10,000 penalty to TRPA and restores the disturbed area pursuant to a TRPA-approved landscape restoration plan. TRPA is currently working with Zager, Mr. Zager, on the required landscape plan, and which will be completed prior to October 15th of this year. The settlement is consistent with some previous grading violations resolved in 2017, one being Salva Penchev and the other James Lukey. Both were slightly larger, like in the 12,000 range, but they were there was a lot more grading involved in both of those violations. That will be it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. May we hear from Craig's representative, please?
Hi, Nick. Excellence on the line.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing exceptionally well, and happy we got some blue skies. So, pleasure to join everybody today remotely.
Thank you. Go ahead.
No, so Nick Eckstein, on behalf of Craig Zager, and you know, just to open, I think Steve did an excellent job of kind of explaining the violation, the process, and we'd just like to compliment Steve and other members of TRPA staff. It was a really, you know, positive working relationship, both between myself, Mr. Zager, and TRPA, to bring forward the proposed recommendation. And so, kind of in that working relationship, we don't have any comments beyond what Mr. Sweet has referenced. So again, you know, we are in agreement with the recommendation, and again, just very supportive of the working relationship we were able to develop with TRP staff.
Great, thank you so much. With that, I'd like to bring it back to the legal committee, see if there are any questions of either Steve or Nick or John. Anybody from the committee?
Just to make sure that I understand it, they're not contesting the resolution, and all parties are in agreement. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody? Bill? Sue? All right. If there's nothing further, we'll now go to public comment on this item. Any member of the public wishing on this agenda item, please raise your hand now on Zoom, either by clicking the hand raise button on your screen or dialing *9 on your phone to be unmuted by TRPA staff. And I'd like to pass this off to Capital for processing the public comment.
Nothing Mr. Chair, we have no hands raised to make a comment on this item.
Okay, so we will close the public comment at this time. Is there any further comments from the committee? I'm ready to entertain a motion. Anybody have a motion for me?
Motion is how it's my area.
Sure.
I move that we approve the settlement agreement as shown in attachment A.
Right, we have a motion.
Is there an amendment that changing his name?
No, it's more of an amendment to the staff report.
Oh, okay.
The settlement agreement.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Sue, for that clarification. Thanks for the motion. Russ, we have a motion. May we have a roll call?
Ms. Williamson?
Yes.
Ms. Novosel?
Aye.
Mr. Rice?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
And Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
Excellent. Okay, we'll move to agenda item number 3.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
We'll move to agenda item number 3, discussion of existing and potential litigation. Now, John, how do you want to handle that?
I'm just going to give you guys a quick update.
Are we closing session?
We're not going to close session.
Okay.
It's relatively complicated in this
setting.
Yes, this setting. So I just want to give you a couple quick updates, which I'll probably hear it again. My comments, but quickly, in the Eisensteckens cell tower case,
yep.
You remember Mrs. Eisensteckens or the Eisensteckens own a property that is located next to a site where we had an application for a cell tower. It has not been issued. And it appears that the Eisensteckens have sold the lot. And so we have a pending motion to dismiss on a lot of procedural defenses and preemption and other grounds. But we are looking at essentially adding this new issue to that existing motion to dismiss. It's just been pending with the court for several months to see how that development. There are other plaintiffs in the case, but we would move to dismiss them based on standing because they didn't have the same association with the parcel as the Eisensteckens.
Okay, thank you.
In the mountain addiction litigation,
that was the one of the path down to the
yes, that was another, that was a violation where there was just complete insistence on mountain addiction as a landowner and Justin Sheep as the principal that they did not conduct the path building.
Tree removal.
Yeah, it was for 5 trees. We filed a complaint and they filed a cross claim against the CTC and over a apparent right that they believe to cross the property. We moved to dismiss or strike the cross claim because it wasn't related, as it has to be under federal rules. It wasn't related to the main cause of action or complaint for civil penalties. That motion has been sitting for a while, but was just decided by the court, and he dismissed. We granted our motion and dismissed that kind of thing. So, in the meantime, we have conducted some discovery and we're now scheduling depositions, so we're rolling into mode on that case.
Thank you.
Then lastly, we have from a member of the public from Douglas County, Washoe County, in called Douglas Flaherty, has filed a number of open meeting law complaints against us with the Nevada Attorney General. It seemed mostly focused on the path of this, what you were dealing with in our paper this morning, the housing issues. They're not issue specific, but they are saying that the working group, the APC, and the governing board are kind of standard notice of operation that's inconsistent with the open meeting. Not providing specific enough agenda descriptions, not posting in the of interest comments, and it should be listed as public comments. Not certain what the difference is, but so a slew of complaints about how we're conducting our open meeting laws, which is more our open meetings. The open meeting, the Nevada open meeting law itself doesn't directly apply to that because it's a state law, just like the California open meeting law. If you remember, the compact requires that we abide by the stricter of the two, either California or Nevada, laws relevant to local agencies to determine which meetings are open. And then we have within the compact and our own rules, the procedures that we follow up with noticing and agendizing things, etc. So it's a mixed bag. And the issue that these complaints arise, aside from some of the technical stuff, which we'll review it all and make certain that we're doing things appropriately. And if we're not, there is a reason to change, then we'll do that. But there's a jurisdictional issue that is underlying these issues of whether or not either state in this context can review our conduct and essentially try. What's trying to be done here is to invalidate actions that we take based on a violation of the Nevada open meeting law through a complaint to the Attorney General's office, as opposed to suing us directly for an alleged violation of the conduct or our rules. To date, when we've gotten, you know, in the past, got a complaint or two with the Nevada AG's office, and we work with them. We provide background information. We say, here's how we comply, and here's the rules that apply. And we toss in a little kicker that says, and by the way, you know, the jurisdiction is particularly clear here. That's a bi-state agency. We follow the comment. That we may be forced to be a little more direct with the Nevada AG about that, really kind of sit and talk with them about how they perceive their role in these kind of situations when we're not a state agency or a local public body, as that's defined by the Nevada open meeting. So that issue is just kind of
understood.
And that's it.
Excellent. Well, thank you for the update. Do we have any questions from any committee members?
Have we done anything wrong in your mind?
And we're on the record.
So we've done nothing wrong, everything appropriate. what's interesting about these complaints is how you work groups in an open meeting law context, where what you're doing is not really asking for action, you're consulting,
right?
And there's a little tension between a consultative role and, you know, a true recommendation role. So with the housing working group, it was much more of kind of, you know, there weren't any votes taken. It's much more consultative, you know, consultative. And I think that is a little different from what usually people think as a committee. And a committee taking action. So I think there's some, you know, I think we're saying that this is not a deliberative body, this is a consultative body. So we're gonna, you know, work through that.
Okay.
See,
sure.
See
if we're ready to do that. Great. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. We are now moving to item number 4, committee member comments. Do we have any committee member comments? Seeing none. We will move to item number 5, the public interest comments. We're now on our final item of this morning's meeting, public interest comments. If any member of the public wishes to address the legal committee, please raise your hand now in the Zoom app or dial *9 if you call in. Catherine, would you please process the public comment?
There are no hands raised to make a comment for the committee.
Excellent. We will close public comment at this time. Item number 6, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.